Great way to start it off, Steve. Welcome to the Return to Service Podcast. I'm your host, Chris. Today, I'm joined by Steve Tubbs. He's the SVP of Operations at X1, and Humberto Zuluaga. He's the CTO at X1. Guys, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.
Happy to be here.
Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah. No problem. All right, so we're leading up to NBAA. X1, you guys are going to be at West Hall booth 3053. EBIS will actually be at booth 2621 with Tron Air as well. So, all right, let's dive right into it. So let's dive into what's happening in the FBO space. If you can, give me a quick rundown of what X1 does, but also I want to get a sense of, all right, what are some of the trends happening in the industry? What are some of the challenges you guys are seeing that FBOs are dealing with, and how are you helping them solve it?
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, we've been in business, or we're putting people on the system since about 2016. It's a product that's been constantly evolving over that time. Just a little bit of history. Our CEO and co-founder, Jim Wiley, he'll dub himself a lifelong line guy. So he met our other co-founder, a guy named George Reyes, who has a lot of experience in the payment processing space and maritime industry and stuff. And they sort of came together with this idea to revolutionize the industry and take more of a technologically centered focus aggressively to the FBOs to solve the problems that have been taking place within the sector for well over 20, 30 years as it relates to technology. You know, we run 24/7, 365 operations. All of our operations personnel on the operations side of the house have FBO experience, so we can really understand and relate to our customers. We use our customers' feedback to drive our development roadmap. We want to hear what they're saying. We want to bring relevant solutions to bear. And we do that in another sense by keeping our developers close to our customers so they can understand and sort of feel their pain. But as true to form and as true to sort of the culture of the company is that we want to bring modern cutting edge technology to the market. There's way too much lost information. There's way too much redundant effort. And there's way too much old and chaotic processes that are happening on the ramp, behind the desk, and in the back offices. You know, and if these FBOs are acting as the catcher's mitt for business aviation, and we're catching these these aircraft, we need to be doing it on a modern footing. The customers demand it, and the businesses operate better if they're leveraging technology, right? You didn't use a phone book ever to call anybody or to find a business. You used your cell phone. You used Uber, right? You're using these modern devices. Heck, I bought a truck on my cell phone, right? There's no reason that we can't bring that same finesse by way of technology to the FBO to enhance the experience for everybody. So that's what we want to talk about a little bit today. I mean, we are a Microsoft shop. We are hosted in the cloud. The system is redundant. It's backed up. All the great things that you would expect a software solution of like ours to have, we have in place. As part of our development methodology, which Humberto will talk about a lot more here in a minute, we are a Scrum Agile development shop, which means we're putting out releases to the world every roughly 3 weeks. And like I said, much of that is focused on the feedback that we get from the end users, coupled with our team's own, I guess, understanding, deep understanding of what the industry needs. It's an industry.
And so, yeah, go ahead. Steve, on that front, so you mentioned that there's some of the challenges come from like a loss of data or data not getting passed back and forth, things along those lines where there's like disconnects through the process, it sounds like. So what, if you can, as much as you can, like what would be some examples of, and why is that actually a problem for these FBOs?
Good question, man. So like, I guess just to use an example, if you think of a bit of a busy ramp at a busy airport, they are loud, chaotic places. You've got Gulfstreams on taxi. You've got fuel trucks running around. You've got tugs pulling birds. You've got helicopters arriving and departing. You've got that radio crackling on your shoulder. And you're bringing an aircraft that may need additional services to what they originally requested. And in addition to that, you've got your desk that's handling those customers. They're making sure those invoices are getting paid, that those pilots and those passengers are satisfied, that they're getting all the services that they have requested. So it's also a busy place on both sides of the door. And what happens a lot, I guess, as an easy example, is a pilot will climb down and say, hey, I also need a lav service. Line tech will say, hey, we need a lav service for, you know, N123. And because of the chaos of the environment that's doing their best to put white glove service to their customers, that gets missed, right? Got it. Yep, I got it. We got you. We'll add it to the invoice. and they forget, they get distracted, or the line guy forgets and gets distracted and forgets to call that in. And there's all sorts of chaotic things happening on that ramp that can cause a missed service. And, you know, one of the tools that we've got that's great to mitigate that is our single point devices, which is a handheld device that the technicians on the ramp can use. So quite literally, when the aviator comes off of that aircraft, they can say, hey, yes, that those are all of the things that I need, but I also need a lav service. One or two buttons, that lav service, just hit the invoice. Take the human out of the equation as much as we can. Let's make sure that we're getting paid the right amount and that we're providing a good, clean service to the customers. And frankly, dude, for like our employees, right? It's so much easier to retain good talent when you're giving them modern solutions to help you run your business. And I don't think we can underscore that enough.
Well, and you look at every kind of shortage in aviation, and we're seeing it on the maintenance side. You know, it's if you try to bring young people in and you say, hey, you've got to do all of this on paper, they kind of look at you with two heads because it's like, hey, I could do all of this stuff. Like you said, you could buy a truck electronically, but I've got to write down everything on maintenance. I can't just type it in and be done. So yeah, I think that plays a big factor in many spots of the industry. So Humberto, from your side, even if we start with the single point device, but please feel free to take it wherever you think is relevant. How did you go about the approach of putting this together? What's the philosophy around developing and making sure that these tools like actually solve the problem? They're not just a more modern headache, you know, things like that. What's your kind of approach on that front?
Yeah, our approach there is to have X1 become the center of the ecosystem that we've been trying to create, where there is a lot of moving parts, like people, either on the ramp, you have the operators, you have the pilots, you have the CSR, and we're trying to bring as much automation as we can for that whole life cycle.
Okay.
The orders placed all the way from the moment that the invoice is created, you can get what you want to make sure customer service and the line guys and everybody in between are focused on activity, not just like, for instance, in terms of how we build our system, like making X1 as easy to use as possible and as intuitive as possible. So that anybody that, as you were saying, young people that is coming over to this industry, they don't want to see an interface that looks like, you know, it was built in the 80s. They want to look at something that looks modern, that looks like Facebook or Instagram, stuff that they're already used to, right? So that's been one of our key areas to focus on, is make sure that the UI UX is very consistent and it's tailored for that type of people. So we created a bunch of different tools. And we created integrations, for instance, integrating with FlightBridge that allows us to get information that is coming from the source itself, like the dispatcher or the flight department that flies into or goes into FlightBridge. Then in X1, we ingest that. We immediately show it up to the CSR. The CSR can see the request just being created automatically. And then at the same time, that information is flowing directly into the single point. So the line guys at that same moment are going to be able to see what's going on, what they need to do, what is the next task that they have, they need to go and take care of. And then on the truck itself, we've added automation through our X1 Cloud Connect, which has been a huge, we think, disruptor in this industry for the line guys to be able to automate that process of sending the fueling into the truck and just hit three or four buttons and just start. Complete the fueling, and then that feeds automatically into X1. We think that that has created tremendous efficiency for the FBOs.
So it's actually a device that's on the equipment that monitors the amount of fuel that
exactly.
Oh, wow.
We have created, and it's amazing because that was engineered by a whole team. Kudos to Alejandro Elios and Jim, who I spent all those hours working on the design of this device. We just came out with a new version 3 of the device. It's a beautiful piece of technology. And it plugs into the TCS registers through the interface that they have in the cab of the truck. And from the single point, the line guys, the only thing they need to do is accept the fueling, and then there's a signal that goes into that little box, the clock connect, and the clock connect sends basic information to the register, like tail number, who is doing the fueling, stuff like that. And then those guys just need to go and hit start, complete the fueling, and once they hit stop, we read the information back into our backend and it goes into X1. So the CSR will see that fueling completed in a matter of seconds.
Wow. Okay. So that will flow. You no longer need to capture that manually. And then does that feed back into the system in a way that can just get added to an invoice or?
It is ready to be invoiced. As soon as it gets there, the fuel operation or the fueling, as we call it in X1, is immediately created. And the CSR can just go in and say, invoice this fueling, just like
nice.
That. Pretty simple.
Nice. And then you guys have the payment rails as well to be able to give the FBOs the ability to send this out, collect that payment, and then release the aircraft.
Exactly. And actually, yeah, man, we have integrations with all the aviation processors, right? Like P66, we can do oil fuel, we can do, Titan. And we also have our own processing capabilities for FBOs that are independent. And actually, it's good that you brought that because we're currently finishing our implementation of some pretty interesting technologies that we think have been way overdue in the aviation industry or the FBO industry, like being able to do chip, EMB, right?
Okay.
Parts with chip, top to pay, either Apple Pay, Google Pay, or just, tapping your card on a device. That stuff that we're bringing up pretty soon, that capability. Well, we're pretty excited about
it. Nice. That's awesome. And sorry, Steve, I cut you off before. What were you going to say?
I don't know if I remember, but I think one of the points to underscore here is that we're removing the human from the equation as much as we can because it makes them faster. And it's that level of, that mentality that we really take hard to our development team. Like, let's simplify things. Let's streamline processes. Because the fueling process, when you've got all of that manual entry, it's prone to errors. And the fallout of that is that you've got probably inaccurate data in there. And that data, by the way, is not real time. So a customer on X1 FBO can look in their fuel management platform and see exactly how much fuel they've sold to the minute. And it's completely accurate. And it's that level of visibility that turns, data into information so that you can make accurate decisions on how you're going to drive and steer the business.
Well, and I got to imagine another impact of that. We see this on the maintenance side is having that line of sight into what's actually happening does allow you to see where actual revenue leaks are in your company, right? Because if you're doing that process manually, maybe it gets put in, maybe the wrong amount gets put in, all of these kind of things happen. And, it might be small amounts, but $100, $300, $500 a day over the course of a year, you're talking about thousands of dollars. And there's small things that add up to where at the end of the year, you start to look at budgets for next year and you say, can we hire somebody? And the availability of a couple grand of cash flow each month on your books might be the difference between you being able to make a decision like that or saying, oh, I guess we just can't, and really never knowing why or where these issues arise from. I mean, we see it on the maintenance side, with technician efficiency, versus clocking in and out of jobs, versus the manual process, things like that. It just gives you, as the business owner or a director of operations or manager, the ability to see what's actually happening and to go fix issues, like you actually know where to look. Is that a fair assessment?
I mean, yeah, dude, we talk about that all the time there. The example that I used earlier, we'll just use it again, right? If those services aren't getting transferred to the invoice, you're not getting paid for them. And we find that on average, FBOs are missing, a busy FBO is missing at least a couple of services a month because of a busy ramp or other factors like that. When you add the technology to it and you can simply add that to the invoice, Now you're getting paid for it. And that's where I think a mentality needs to shift as people look at the cost of these modern solutions that we have. And it's not a cost center. It's a profit center. We're going to find you money, right? We're going to find you money by way of eliminating missed services. We're going to allow your staff to execute their tasks faster and more accurately. And now what can you do with that extra time that you just got back to all of your personnel? What can you have them do for your organization that doesn't involve data management? Because that's happening for you. It's 2024. It should be, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And like, to add to what Steve is saying, it's something that we have understood. You know, when we talk to Jim, he's going to tell you many stories about the issues that came with a pricing system that would make life easier for the CSRs. Mm. So what we did was create a very robust pricing engine. It's very robust. It's very complex, but the complexity lies for us behind the scenes, right? We have created something that is pretty complex behind the scenes, but for the CSRs, for anybody dealing with invoicing, for them creating an invoice and making sure that they have the right price on it, it's just making sure that they are selecting the right customer, the right domain, which is obviously something you got to do. You got to make sure that you're invoicing the right person behind the scenes. You have this engine that is set up beforehand with all the rules that you need to apply to those invoices, and then you just select a few parameters and you get your price right there, and your invoice is right. Your invoice is right to be processed. That's a huge differentiator on what we do.
Nice. Well, guys, before we wrap up, is there anything else that you guys want to touch on?
Alberto, you want to hit the highlight reel for a couple of things we've got coming in lead up to the show?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think the other one that is tied to this whole thing of making life easier for everybody, closing the gap between the different parties, H1 Pilot is a big, you know, new feature that is coming up. H1 Pilot is going to be a mobile app that can be installed on any Android or iOS device. And it's going to allow these pilots or anybody from a flight crew to be able to get updates about their services, right? If they go to the FBO and they ask for labs or for fuel or for this or that, then they can walk away with peace of mind because they're going to know that services are being completed. They're going to be getting those updates directly into their app. They're going to be knowing exactly what's going on with all of those services that they asked for, if they haven't completed, if somebody's already working on it. They're going to get information about what is being completed on those services. We think that one is going to be huge. And we are about to start a beta phase with some FBOs and pilots to get some additional feedback before we let it out for everybody else. We've been working on that one for quite some time. And we are pretty excited about that new application. So I would highlight, there's a bunch of other stuff that we're doing. We have so many things going on right now. We are always enhancing H1, adding new features. As Steve said, we are agile and we keep adding new features all the time. We're also behind the scenes working on some bigger updates, like with for AR and fuel management. We're updating, even if it works well, we always think that it can work better. So we are working on enhancements, improving the technology. So there's a lot of exciting things coming up pretty soon.
That's awesome. And I imagine that pilot app, that piece of it has to solve some major communication headaches between the pilots coming in and the FBOs directly and closing some of those gaps. So that's awesome. Yeah. And I guess just before we wrap, you guys are going to be at MBAA at West Hall booth 3053. EBIS, we will be at West Hall booth 2621 with Tron Air. Guys, anything else before we wrap up?
You want to see what we're up to? Come by and see us at the booth number you just mentioned. We've got all sorts of cool stuff, and we'd be happy to speak with anybody that's curious.
Nice. And just for the record, I think, you know, because we're recording this publicly, this may be the nicest Steve and I have ever talked to each other. So, and this may be the nicest that we ever talk to each other ever again moving forward. So for anybody still listening, you just got to witness or listen to history. So really excited that we could do something so groundbreaking today. But thanks, guys. We'll see you in Vegas.
All right, man. We'll see you
there. Thank you, guys.